Interstellar travel. So pick anything to do with space and I pick interstellar travel. Which includes time travel and black holes and negative energy. I'm still confused by negative energy. The way, you know how the TIEs work? Okay, well it needs infinite energy because it has an infinite mass because it's infinitely big. TIE, but it has its own dimension, and which is its own pocket universe. Side pocket universe. So only the outside actually affects the ground. But, instead of, when they did, no, I'm trying to think. This sounds famous to me, but then he was saying he tried to do it to me, and I was thinking, okay, so this is a nice fantasy thing, which is talking about bending space and time around you through the infinite mass, need infinite energy, which is impossible because perpetual motion, which is actually impossible, and then if you could do that, then you could go faster than speed of light. And there would still be infinite mass, but it would be in its own dimension, and you just need to push the dimension through our dimension. It works. It does work. In theory, it works. Having to put a universe through another universe. Create a universe inside a universe and travel inside that universe. As well, traveling the universe, that universe you're inside, through our current universe. You're not understanding it correctly. Okay, what aren't you understanding?
All of it.
But you know, travel is impossible unless you create a universe around the ship. Like you bend space time around the ship, it's not infinitely heavy. So it doesn't need infinite energy, which we can't create. Because it would mean it's perpetual motion, and perpetual motion can't exist.